Hey, y'all, welcome back to
Scrolling with your girls, Jenny V.
We in the building, baby. Okay, your scroll queens are here.
And is.
And we ready to roll and scroll.
Yes, we are. But first, always on ready, honey.
What we have to do, as you say.
We got to cheers it up, Jen.
Cheers. To a great drink and to quench our thirst.
Woo, honey, that's so good and fruity. So good and fruity. I love my good old fruity drink. Yes, nice little smack with it. You got to do a little
smack. It's refreshing. All right? And V always tell y'all, go to the Instagram if you want some inspo.
That's it.
It's the Insta for the inspo. Okay?
Got it.
The drink inspo. All right, y'all. We're going to kick this show off. We are so happy you all are here with us. What do we have for the start of the show, V? What is our first segment?
Yes, ma'am. We have Pack or Whack. Because, we're going to be the judge of that. Okay, you heard me.
And I want to just say, y'all, do y'all see me and V's bright colors?
Y'all see?
It is springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are springing it in.
Yes.
With the orange.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't even, like you say, plan this.
We did not
we
plan
walked out
this.
And I was like this. She was like this.
I was like, what?
Of course.
We did not. We never plan our outfits. We
of
just
course.
Throw some on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And boom.
But you know
Ray
what?
Ray Mastic, I like
this. Give me some, boo.
Come on.
Right
yes.
There.
Yes,
right
yes,
there.
Yes.
All right, V. So you want to kick us off with the hack or whack?
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. When you're a porcelain performer. Okay, porcelain performer. Let's see what you got. I just use it at piano seats. Okay, posted this. Piano seat. Then this is someone who needs this after a long day. Call it piano. I'm not bad at it. Oh, I am kind of mad at it now.
Why you even had to put that in the... Why you post this?
I started, I'm like, okay, maybe they bored. They don't want to read their phone.
Why
they don't want to read a magazine.
That's
so they want to... Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
girl,
starting
look at
out.
The panties.
Right. Oh, my God.
Look at the panties.
I didn't even notice the damn draws.
That's a panty. Some nice lace
but they
panties,
look like men
too.
Feet.
And y'all, everybody know y'all done had one of them.
Exactly.
Don't lie.
Right.
Everybody done had one of them where it is unexpected
yes.
and your stomach been bubbling.
Mm-hmm. But it comes down.
But that outcome V.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to play the piano.
I know. Right. Because you'd be
that
too
outcome,
focused on that.
Yeah. It'd be bubbling and cramping.
Right.
I'm like, so that's
be
pretty good.
It
that
is.
That she could double duty.
Man.
Because
it has
to be female, right, with those panties.
But you know what? I see with the panties, but they look like male legs.
They do look
it's
like
giving
male
legs.
Yeah.
So if you wear
draws,
that's
male, what I thought
okay.
too. I
yeah.
said the same thing.
Look, we listen and we don't judge, honey.
So,
I'm just saying.
Do you think that's a hack or whack?
Oh, it's a hack. That's fun. Instead of scrolling on your phone, which you should be doing anyway, or, you know, reading a magazine, I just play some tunes.
You're being creative.
I'll be a porcelain performer.
Yeah, you're being creative.
And then once I'm done.
I like it because that was a good song.
Right, it was. Had a nice little tune
yeah,
to
I like
it.
That.
A little rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get into
like
it.
That.
Get into that
it
song.
It kind of remind me of Rocky.
That what?
The movie.
Oh.
It sounds like the theme song for Rocky.
Oh, for Rocky. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that specific.
Okay, I got it now. I had to play it back in my head.
Dun, dun, dun.
Run up those stairs.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next hack of whack, V.
Starting off pretty good.
Yeah. Is that your new invention or are you just happy to see me? IG user C. Voix posted this. Is that to cool y'all?
And why he's standing like
that's
that?
Supposed to cool you off. Like you know how when people do this,
right?
My cousin always doing
yeah.
this,
trying to get that breeze, gonna get that air
but I'm
in there,
saying,
circulated.
Why don't you pull your shirt?
Right.
That's just an extra contraption.
Yeah. Nah.
What you think?
Whack. That's too whack, and it's corny, kind of to me. It's kind of corny.
I think
and
it's the way he's standing. Kinda
yeah, that's
it
what just
kind
of. Yeah, it's just kind of corny
yeah,
to me.
It's whack too.
Like I get the point, trying to cool yourself off, trying to cool your body off, especially here in Houston. We always got heat. We always trying to cool down, right? During the spring and summer months. However, it's just whack. How it just protruding out of your shirt. It's almost like you want to get some attention, want somebody to say, what is going on?
Look at the top. Look at the top of my body, uh-oh, producer. What it look like I'm doing?
See? Jacket off. Right. Yeah, it's just masturbation going on.
I don't like
on.
How I make the shirt look.
And
either.
That's what he wanted. I think he wants that attention to be like.
He probably made that.
Mm-hmm. I can see
he
look
like he's
made it.
Somebody that made that.
Yeah, for sure. Oh. I can see that too.
Whack.
I know. Wiggity, wiggity, whack. All right, y'all. When the guy bothering you in the club finally leads you alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I hated this back in the day, y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
With a passion.
You are not getting the signs, dude.
I should use it at thought_jock_mylene.
Oh, my goodness.
Posted this.
Let's see it.
Struck a chord right there,
probably
honey.
A hack for me.
Right.
I'm a bad girl and my friend's bad.
It's a hack.
Yes, instantly.
It's a hack.
Oh, yeah.
Pull up to the club with my bad girl crew. See it from the back.
Hey.
Come on, Glow.
Yeah.
Let's go, Glow.
That's definitely a hack.
Baby, it's a hack times two over
girl,
her.
Listen, I need them teeth.
Because I'm like, catch a clue. Like, where you get them teeth from?
And you know what? Shout out to you, Trenice. Y'all, this is always happening to her.
What? Oh.
I mean, it ain't even the fact that guys always ugly, but sometimes she don't want to be bothered.
Right.
She just want to chill, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go out, yes, somebody walks up to her, my homegirl, y'all,
hey,
and
want to
be talking and putting up game and
you like
conversating. And she's so nice. She be doing this. Now, if your face is like this, V, like,
yeah,
like you're not trying to, they talking, and then, you know, it's bad because, like, when you're in a club or the music is loud,
yeah,
you know, they breath is on.
The breath is out on
so
me.
So I don't even know if they breath stink or not.
Mm-hmm.
I never ask her.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you do this little tug, this
game.
Ear tug, you be like,
right. Mm-hmm.
And when your face like this,
you don't want to be bothered.
Come
like,
on,
dude,
get a clue. But
catch
them teeth,
a clue.
Teeth dope.
That'll work. Amazon,
yeah,
here
dope.
I come.
I'll be like this.
Cart. Right. Like, what was you saying? What was you saying? Okay.
That'll be my smile.
Oh, for, okay. Add a cart on Amazon, honey. Because, yeah, because sometimes
that's
I'm just like,
hack.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
I love that. I love it. B? Is it me?
You shoot, Bookie.
Okay. You're right. This is so much easier than using the stairs. TikTok user 445-9782-27601 posted this.
You better get it, Jean.
Bring it on down.
Just slowly.
Uh-oh, it's going to
break.
Break
that TV.
Yep, bring it on down. You got it.
It's going to break.
It already looked like a disaster.
Oh, no.
Why do they have ladies doing this? Ladies, y'all know better than that.
Oh, because ain't no men man enough to do it.
Because I have
call.
It.
This look like me, Trenice, and Chris.
I commend y'all for your efforts, but it's the no. I can't.
They say this is much better than using the stairs.
This looks so unstable.
We got it. We're good.
Do they have a padding down?
No.
Really
probably not.
You're not gonna be able to do this.
Oh, okay. They got something down there. Oh,
y'all
hell
got
no.
Pool.
Wait a minute.
Y'all got a pool too?
By the water? What?
Oh,
so my arms are starting to hurt.
They should. Look how long they've been holding their arms
really
up.
Slow. Really slow.
Y'all should have just took the stairs. Oh my God. I don't feel sorry for y'all because that was such a dumb
that
move.
That was dumb.
That was so dumb.
So whack.
That was, where my thing at? That
truly
was
whack.
Whack.
Truly whack.
Like, what? Then buy a pool. A flat screen, y'all, really?
But you know what I'm saying? I feel like black people that had a better plan.
Yes, we always do.
But I'm just, I just
for
think
real.
They didn't have no
we
men to call
downstairs.
On.
We would have sit the
but I understand not having men to call on.
Yeah.
I
that's,
get
now,
that
that's messed
too.
Up, but
I
you
mean,
gotta
I got
make
cousins.
Away. Yeah.
But still, you know, when you think like, I want to do this now.
Right, yeah.
You know, we
get
can't
it done.
Keep waiting.
I can't wait on them,
but
yeah.
Who knows, V, how long they've been waiting for somebody to help them move it.
That's true, but I would have been like, nah, I'm just going to take the, let's take the stairs.
And I said, y'all doing this by the water?
By the water.
Oh.
I mean, right there by the damn water. And y'all know normally when a TV or phone hit the water, it's
she
toast.
Say,
like, let it go.
She say, it's water coming all out of it.
Of course it is, darling. It fell in the water. And she's like, my arm is starting to hurt.
It should. All right, okay. Y'all. Well, we got to take a quick commercial break, y'all, on that note.
Right?
What we got up for him next, V?
Fit check. Hey, y'all like me and Jen's fit? Ooh, keep it locked, y'all.
Baby, they ain't rolling like us.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V, baby. We have reached the second part of tonight's great show, y'all. All right, Jen, what we got for him?
Ooh, woo! Fit check!
What are those fits looking like, honey? Are they fire?
Eclectic or fierce? Like, would you do it? Yeah. Would it be just runway that you would do it on? Or would you do it in everyday life on 288?
Right. A freeway here in Houston, you
I'm
guys.
I'm just saying, you know? So I'm going to kick us off for the fit check. All How right. about that?
What you got for us?
They were cooking sis online, but is the fit really that bad? Let's see what TikTok user Caleb RR says about it.
All right, I'm headed to my son's. I got this jumper from Amazon.
Don't be lying on Amazon.
Baby, I'm looking on Amazon right
now.
Don't
be lying
on commercial break. I'm looking this up.
I don't even want to hear her talk. I don't need to.
It's wide leg. Y'all know I love that. And it has
Look at the person at the bottom, Jean.
The what?
The person at the bottom. Oh, him.
Lady, the entire thing is legs. All legs, all pockets. What are you talking about? And then you got the audacity to turn around and show us the long ass day you had. We ain't trying to see this bull. Bro, I'm sorry, but this is
not
a
the
bad
long
fit,
day.
Bro. I wouldn't wear this in my worst nightmare. Just look at this shit, bro. How would you even put pockets on? And I see you turn the comments off because you know that fit was weak as hell and they was frying you in the comments, bro. I'm so mad I didn't get to see it while it was active. But what's really killing me is this video having over 10 million views and only 3 items sold, bro. The nerve to even put a link to this atrocious fit is beyond me, bro. I mean, lady, you had 4 years to come up with an outfit for your son's graduation and this is what you put together, bro? Are we dead ass right now? Look, I don't know who your son is, but unless he's like a New Day Steve Urkel, do not show up to that graduation under any circumstances, bro. Do not show up.
I know what, her Adidas game is on point.
Oh, he's the cashew game. Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
it is not.
D, what you feel about it?
It's not a fit check for me.
You wouldn't wear it to your son's graduation?
I absolutely would not wear it. Not even. And my don't you go blaming on them. And you probably did get it from Amazon, but I don't think it's supposed to fit like that.
How you think it's supposed to
fit? Not like that. Like regular pants. I don't know. She done did something to that outfit. She done altered it. I think she altered it. I don't think that came like that because that look a hot mess. Like what designer would create something like that? That looks a mess. I don't like it at all. I mean, just have her, it looks like she didn't even got no shape. She just look how she look all lumpy.
Let me see the front tot again. Is it just a jacket?
I don't like that. But she thought she was hot. Go out, sis.
Unless
I just
felt like it. Were there models on Amazon to show this?
That's what I'm saying. Don't be lying on the zone,
child. Showing this to be fitting.
Right.
And did the belt come with it?
See, that's what I'm saying. We have questions. And they probably was asking it in the comments.
Like she's a fashionista. From the way her closet is in the background, her hat.
Yeah.
She looked like she goes, you know.
It was a miss. You know, sometimes you can have hit or miss as fashionistas.
So
and this was a miss.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like she out
there. We do not want to see the long ass day that you've been having.
Oh my gosh. People going to be more focused on her outfit than the graduation, child. They'd be like, what is.
Let's move on. Mm-mm. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, teach his own.
I like the color.
Somebody gonna compliment. B.
Oh, y'all ever heard of a maxi beanie? I have. Damn. Have you, Jen? I just use it, and Mr. Bob Venn posted this. Maxi beanie. Finally finished my biggest project of the year. Talk to gang, click, squad, crew, game. Oh, she danced. Get it. Get it. Get it. First of all, you funny as heck. Okay. Second of all, that is not a fit check. It looks like a condom. Okay.
This looked like off of Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah. What was the character's name?
I don't know, but Marcus Houston played him in the real one.
Yes.
In the real movie.
Yes. It looks like a condom
to
me.
What is going on?
A multicolored condom. Because that is a hot mess. And she know it was.
It looks like it's warm and cozy.
And she had a little dance to go with it. Replay that song.
It looks like it's warm and cozy.
Kind of got me lit.
She said she finished her biggest project of the year.
It looked like it did take a while, though. That's a lot.
Pretty face.
Hey,
she almost failed. She got glasses on top of the condom.
Ah, that's so good. She said, I'm cool with it, honey, but I can see why it took a long time. That's a lot of material. That's a lot. That is a lot of material.
Renee, I bet you could make it.
Oh.
I bet you can make this. I bet you can make it.
Mm-mm, girl, I
was wondering. I was like, she got glasses on top. Like, where are her eyes? Can she wear the holes?
But I made it breathable. I made it breathable, so I don't need all of that, girl. Oh, my gosh.
It looked like it took a year.
Yes. A whole year. Ooh,
I love
girl.
Her vibe, though.
Mm-hmm. So that's that personality on.
And I ain't going to lie. And I've been that girlfriend. I've been like, girl, sis, wet.
Go off, sis. They can't touch you in these
we
streets.
We can't talk about old dude with the sandals. Right. No, like, girl, wet, wet, tea. Tea. Go ahead and wait.
You're going to be gassing that girl up. She got to be like, I know, right?
Yes. Yes, honey. Yes. Girl, I love her dance. How she did it.
Like, girl, post this on social. You need to start selling these. Taking custom orders.
Yeah. Sell that on Amazon.
You're right. Now, Zunizun is going to be like, nah, we not. Nah. No, we're going to put that on our site. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, y'all.
Go off, sis.
Now, we're from H-Town. So we've seen plenty of cowboy hats, y'all, but never like this.
Yeah.
All right, IG user Maurice _ hats. Let's see it.
Howdy, partner.
Starting to look like some Harry Potter. Oh, see?
Your hoodie hat.
It's a sweat. It's a...
like a hoodie hat.
It's
a sweat hat.
It's a hoodie hat.
Hoodie hat. We're going to call that hoodie hat.
I'd
wear
it just for kicks and giggles.
I like it. For some reason, it's got like a little
it's
edge
different.
To it, Jen.
It's different. We done seen plenty hats.
Yes, and have.
But not like this.
But not just like that. A description read. Plenty of them.
You need to come on to Houston.
I would rock that. Yeah.
He could. He probably make good money if he did like a orange hoodie with Astro.
Right. Yeah, of course. I would rock that bad boy.
I mean, I'd rock it just
and
for
my
like,
hat like what?
You look, you like.
Okay.
You like.
Have my picture.
You like.
Profiling, honey. Styling. Looking cute in these H-Town streets.
Okay.
You own to something. Now that, you can take orders for that one. Like, I would do custom orders and do the damn thing. Okay. You know, I like that. I would rock that. Fist.
Right.
Fit check. All right, y'all. Last one for fit check. Now, how about some chaps to match the hat that I guess that we just previously saw? Okay. I should use it at MarieLou_E.
We might be doing too much with the chaps.
I know. We might be.
The hat was.
Yeah. On point.
You know, we could deal with that. Let's
see these
it.
Chaps. That would go good with it, though.
It would go good. It's a great sweater.
It is. It's low-key not bad.
I'm digging it.
Low-key not bad.
I'm digging it.
It's low-key not bad.
Y'all need to wear it like this, though, because they put restrictions on rodeo next year. So make sure that undergarment is covered
yes,
up.
Yes, exactly.
But it does cover go your goods.
It does. Fit check. I will rock the
it
mess out of that.
It goes with that hat.
That'd be a nice twist on the rodeo, right at the rodeo. Yeah. Ooh. Look at her vibe. She like, boy, yeah, I'm in this thing.
Did she make it?
Okay. It seemed like she the type. I don't know why. I hate to judge a book by its cover, but she is giving me like she made that. Yeah. Oh, that's what the caption did say. Duh, read. Yeah, I designed comfy chaps. Those look comfy.
That hole in that back is pretty long.
Let me see. You said a hole in the back. Oh, that is a lot of gap. A lot of gappage. A lot of space going on.
She even got her fringes.
Yeah. But see, the real big booty girls, y'all can't do
that. And
they
going to be the one wearing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Now, y'all got to stay out of those. Y'all can't do them. She's like, what's up? Now, what? What?
But
that would be cute.
I do like it. They look comfortable.
They do. She said comfy chap.
Yeah, they look very comfortable.
All right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, where you going? Because we got more for you. What we got for them, JB?
Ooh, what had happened was. Come back for that.
Y'all keep it up. We'll be right back. We back. You here? You here with us?
Stay present.
Okay. Like in school.
Yeah. Okay. Present. All right. You back on your couch? Here we are. Let's go. Let's roll into it. All right. What we have up for in V for the last part of the show?
What had happened was, and y'all know when folks start off like that, get ready for a long, drawn out story, right?
I'd be ready for it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like this, what?
Like, uh-huh. And then what you say after she said that?
Shut up! So, y'all, V gonna kick us off with what had happened was.
And will. Okay. This is halfway through the drama, but trust me, you wanna hear this. So, y'all better check this out. TikTok user at FKA Marina posted this.
Who the f- My bridesmaid, part 7. Tell me why I just found out she is not Vietnamese. She has told us ever since we met her, 2018, that she is half Vietnamese, half Bajan from the Caribbean. Turns out her dad is fully black. I just learned that today. And her whole time, she is talking about how she has a Vietnamese family and people from Vietnam. And her dad is Vietnamese from Vietnam. And I met her sibling. I knew her sibling. She looked fully black. But, you know, mixed genes, you never know. Tell me why I found out just now, her childhood friend. What do you mean? Her dad is black. And I'm like, okay, well, does her wife know this? Because she said she's married, you know, to a woman. She got married in the UK. And her friend is like, married? To who? And I'm like, I say her name. And she's like, girl, that's my cousin. They're not married. They're friends. This whole thing has been a lie. This whole thing has been a lie.
Yeah.
I am shocked. I am in actual shock.
Been lying all the
time. And she does have Blasian features, so I was very confused about this. And also, I call her Chu. I see that her name is Chu, right? I've said it the whole time. That's not her name. Everyone from the UK I've ever met, they call her Chloe. But when she moved here, she said her name is Chu. Her real name is Chloe. She made up the Chu name from YouTube, because that's her YouTube name. And when I... you know, introduced her to my other friends years back. One of them was Vietnamese. And they said, oh, like they told me, hey, Chu is actually like not a Vietnamese name. It's a surname, but it's not a first name. So I don't know where the name Chu comes from. But I ignored it because I'm like, yeah, I don't know. She told me she's Vietnamese. She looks Vietnamese. I'm going to believe my friend. That's not even her name. That's not her name.
Is she a good friend, though?
At this point, she Vietnamese.
Right, like, just call her Vietnamese. Girl, yeah,
let that Vietnamese bridesmaid get in that way.
Is she a good friend or not?
I mean, yeah. Okay, she may have been lying, but at the same time, you know, if this is what you solidified for her as an identity, stick with it. Don't go back to Chloe. Stick with you.
Right, stick with you.
Stick with you.
Yeah, she lied. Yeah, you know.
Would you let her in your wedding fee if you find out she was doing all this lying?
Well, I guess she's already accepted to be in the wedding. She's already a bridesmaid. I would keep her in my wedding. But
would
then
you go back and say, no, you've been lying all this time to me. I don't want you to be part of this.
I would. But I wouldn't take her out the wedding.
She said,
because
I mean,
things have been committed. Things have been planned with her included because she's a bridesmaid.
She could be discluded.
After the wedding is over, then I have a conversation with her.
We ain't printed the programs yet.
Her
dress can be discluded. Her heels can be discluded.
Nah.
Her plate at the table can be discluded.
I ain't saying nothing to her to after the fact. Now, she's a bad friend.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't, of course, have
but
her as
you
my
know
bridesmaid.
The problem is getting
but
rid of
lying.
A bridesmaid when they got an escort.
Yes, yeah, so it's too much work.
The groom didn't do nothing.
Right.
So
it's too much work, so I would do it.
I know what? Y'all need
wedding.
To have a real conversation. All this lying, she can't continue to keep being in your circle.
Right.
And doing that.
You that's know, why I said after the wedding.
Identity.
I'm like, let me holler at you. After the wedding, you know, or either after my come back from my honeymoon, of course.
Right.
I'm like, hey, let me chew. Chloe. Uh-huh, I saw your answer to that. Let me holler at you.
All right. All right, y'all. How can you get ghosted by your husband? Huh? TikTok user noneofmybusiness.pod posted this.
None of my business.
Well, that's crazy to me.
So I'm divorced. I got married when I was 26. I lived with him for 5 years.
Okay.
He ghosted me.
What? In the marriage?
I went to coffee and I got a text that said, hey, Mac, I don't wish to continue this marriage. I wish you the best. I'm going off the grid.
What?
And by the time I got home, him and all of his stuff was gone. And he didn't speak to me for 2 years.
Okay, no reason. So go ahead and rip up those cards.
What?
We got to
pay. Yo, what?
What the hell is happening?
He was doing a Christian movie in North Carolina. And this is when things were like, the wheels were coming off. He wouldn't let me visit. He gets home. I look at his messages and he deleted his whole text thread with his female co-star.
On a Christian film.
Come to find out, he was trying to go down on her the whole time that
what
we were filming together.
Thing.
Yeah, that's so true.
Girl, who did you marry?
She wouldn't f*** him, so it was like, well, can I at least go down on you?
That is the most... But,
oh, my
the
God.
The phrase, trying to go down on her, is actually one of the saddest
that is
phrases
so
of all
sad
time.
And pathetic.
The
Holy
image
fuck
of a man begging to go down.
Please, go down on you?
God, that
I don't
me,
want
like,
you.
Mm-mm. Acid reflux.
Want it. That is wild. Your own husband ghosted you. And you find out he was an a-hole, okay?
Ooh, y'all, get out there and know who you marry.
Yeah.
No, we got to end the show. It has been great. We enjoyed you all scrolling and rolling with us, okay? Y'all make sure y'all come back for the next episode. We're going to see y'all next time, all right? Jen and V.
Hey.